Wisconsin is only one of five states that use seniority to determine who serves as Chief Justice, according to Republican Senator Tom Tiffany. He calls his plan more modern, require the justices to select their leader.
I think this is the ultimate in the democratic process, to have the seven justices of the Supreme Court choose who shall be the Chief Justice. I think it fosters collegiality, and I think that's a very good thing for the court.
Under Tiffany's bill, the court would vote on Chief Justice every 2 years, and the longest a person could serve is three consecutive terms. Justice Shirley Abrahamson is on her 17th year because she's been the court's longest-serving member. Observers have characterized the court as split, ideologically 4-3, with Abrahamson being part of the liberal minority. There have also been reports of bickering between the factions, including a physical altercation. Democratic Senator Fred Risser says animosity could grow if the court votes on Chief Justice.
With a Chief Justice by seniority, there's a degree of certainty. Now, if you elect him, isn't it seven people? What's going to happen when the Chief Justice, when two or three justices campaign for that job? In other words, you're going to have a conflict amongst those seven, because maybe two people, maybe three people, maybe all seven of them want to be Chief Justice. So you got a big contest.
The Chief Justice of Wisconsin's Supreme Court has several responsibilities. They include scheduling the cases the court will hear and leading its private deliberations. The leader can set the tone, so former Justice John Wilcox says he favors letting the majority choose and limiting terms.
I believe it would allow for more new ideas on the court, as well as allow it to be more creative. Allowing the court to select its chief judge would allow every justice to have a say about the court's direction.
While Wilcox feels it's time for change in Wisconsin, another former jurist perceives wisdom in the system the state constitution established. Andrew Bissonnette used to serve as circuit court judge in Dodge County.
I stopped to wonder when I looked at the current constitutional provision why they did it this way. And I think it has a lot to do with their fostering of a nonpartisan court. I mean, Wisconsin courts have been nonpartisan from day one. And I think that the chief position going to the most senior judge kind of goes hand in glove with a nonpartisan judiciary.
The Senate Committee on Judiciary and Labor just gathered testimony on the plan Thursday. A vote is expected later. If the legislature approves the bill, the next session of the legislature would have to do the same, and so would voters, in order to amend the state constitution. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.